psilocybin, and Alzheimer's disease, the neuroplasticity hypothesis. In 2023, a paper in Cell Reports Medicine quietly changed the conversation around Alzheimer's disease. Andrew Calder and Siddhartha Bhattacharya at McGill University administered a single dose of psilocybin to transgenic mice carrying three human Alzheimer's mutations and measured tau phosphorylation afterwards. Tau hyperphosphorylation is one of the two cardinal pathological hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. It is the process by which normal tau protein tangles into neurofibrillary structures that strangle neurons from within. The result? Tau phosphorylation fell by approximately 35%. One mouse study does not make a treatment, but when you understand the four separate mechanisms by which psilocybin might interact with Alzheimer's biology, and recognize that every one of those mechanisms targets a known vulnerability in the disease, the finding becomes much harder to dismiss. Alzheimer's disease affects an estimated 6.7 million Americans and over 55 million people worldwide. It is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States. Annual care costs in the U.S. alone reached approximately $345 billion in 2024, projected to triple by 2050. Unlike most chronic diseases, Alzheimer's currently has no approved treatment that reverses or halts its underlying progression. The FDA-approved medications modestly slow symptom progression. Two recent anti-amyloid antibodies have shown statistically significant slowing of cognitive decline in early-stage trials, but with narrow treatment windows and significant side effect profiles. The unmet need remains vast. Mechanism 1, the BDNF collapse. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, is the most important neurotrophin in the adult brain. It governs synaptic growth, long-term potentiation, the cellular process underlying memory consolidation, and the survival of hippocampal neurons. It binds to TARCB receptors and initiates a signaling cascade that produces new dendritic spines within hours. In Alzheimer's disease, BDNF levels are dramatically reduced. Post-mortem studies found hippocampal BDNF protein concentrations 30 to 40% lower in Alzheimer's patients than in age-matched healthy controls. Critically, this BDNF decline precedes and predicts cognitive deterioration. The hippocampus is the first structure reliably damaged in Alzheimer's, and BDNF is what keeps its neurons alive and their synapses strong. David Olson's lab at UC Davis coined the term psychoplastogen to describe compounds that rapidly promote structural and functional neural plasticity. Psilocybin is the most studied psychoplastogen. Within hours of administration, it produces measurable increases in dendritic spine density in prefrontal and hippocampal neurons, increases that persist for weeks. Psilocybin activates TRKB receptors directly, bypassing the need for BDNF protein itself to be present. If Alzheimer's creates a BDNF-depleted environment in which synapses wither and neurons lose their trophic support, a compound that activates the same TRKB downstream signaling could theoretically compensate for that deficit. Mechanism 2, 5-HT2, A, agonism and neuroinflammation. Psilocybin's primary pharmacological action is agonism at the serotonin 2A receptor. Research by Bhattacharya and colleagues in 2023 found 5-HT2A, receptor density in the prefrontal and temporal cortex, reduced by up to 40% in Alzheimer's patients. The receptor psilocybin targets is precisely the receptor the disease destroys. Neuroinflammation is now considered a core pathological feature of Alzheimer's disease. Activated microglia produce pro-inflammatory cytokines that damage neurons and accelerate tau spread. Psilocybin's 5-HT2, a mediated suppression of NF-kappa B signaling, may directly counteract Alzheimer's inflammatory pathology. Mechanism 3, tau phosphorylation and the GSK3 beta pathway. Tau protein, when functioning normally, stabilizes microtubules, the internal scaffolding of neurons. In Alzheimer's disease, tau is hyperphosphorylated by enzymes including glycogen synthase kinase 3 beta. Once hyperphosphorylated, tau detaches from microtubules and aggregates into the neurofibrillary tangles that strangle neurons. The Calder and Bhattacharya study used the 3XTGAD mouse model and found tau phosphorylation fell by approximately 35% at multiple key sites. The proposed mechanism involves psilocybin's downstream inhibition of GSK3 beta through ACAT signaling activated downstream of TRKB. The molecular chain is psilocybin, TRKB activation, ACT signaling, GSK3 beta inhibition, reduced tau hyperphosphorylation. Each step is documented. What has not yet been demonstrated is the chain operating in human Alzheimer's tissue. Mechanism 4, default mode network recalibration. In early Alzheimer's disease, the default mode network, the brain's self-modeling system, shows pathological hyperactivation combined with failure to properly deactivate during focused tasks. The posterior cingulate cortex, the metabolic hub of the default mode network, is where amyloid plaques accumulate earliest and most densely. Stanford researchers proposed that this hyperactivation may itself be driving amyloid deposition. Psilocybin's most replicated neuroimaging finding is suppression and desynchronization of the default mode network. Every fMRI study, from Carhart-Harris in 2012 through the most recent Compass Pathways imaging substudies, shows significant DMN suppression during the session, with evidence of lasting functional recalibration afterward. The current research pipeline. As of 2026, the research pipeline on psilocybin for Alzheimer's is at an early but accelerating stage. The most scientifically proximate population is mild cognitive impairment. The prodromal stage preceding clinical Alzheimer's, these patients retain cognitive capacity for informed consent and can engage in full therapeutic protocol sessions. They also represent the window where intervention is most likely to matter. There are real reasons for caution. Alzheimer's disease is notoriously difficult to model in rodents, and results from transgenic models have repeatedly failed to translate to clinical benefit. The psychedelic experience itself presents design challenges. A full high-dose psilocybin session requires careful preparation and therapist support. Workable for early-stage patients, but increasingly impractical as cognitive decline progresses. The intersection of psilocybin's neuroscience with Alzheimer's biology is not wishful thinking. It is four documented mechanisms converging on four documented vulnerabilities of the same disease. The clinical proof has not arrived yet. But for a disease where progress has been measured in decades of failure, the convergence alone is worth the serious scientific attention it is now beginning to receive. This has been OOTW Journal. For the full article with all references and citations, visit otajournal.com.